Hey everyone, ready to dive into a topic that's buzzing all over the wellness world?
I'm excited to get into it.
We're talking NAD resveratrol.
Ah, yes. Everyone wants to know, right? Is it hype or hope? A miracle cure or just marketing magic?
Exactly. We've got a stack of articles, research summaries, product reviews, the whole nine yards.
Excellent. It's a fascinating topic because it's not just about, you know, looking younger.
Right. It's deeper than that.
Much deeper. It's about how our cells themselves age. Like, can we actually slow down that process at its core?
Okay. So let's back up for a second. For anyone who's new to this, what exactly are we talking about when we say NAD resveratrol? What is this stuff?
Well, you got to understand the two main players. First up, NAD plus A. That stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
Getchy.
Right. But don't let the name scare you. It's basically a coenzyme, and it's in every single cell in your body.
Wow. Every single one.
Yep. Think of it like the spark plug that gets your cellular engine going.
Okay. I like that analogy. Keeps things running.
Exactly. Energy production, DNA repair, all the crucial stuff your cells do. It needs NAD plus to make it happen.
So NAD plus is vital. Where does the resveratrol come in?
All right, so resveratrol. This is a powerful antioxidant. You find it in plants like grapes, berries. It's been studied a lot.
For its anti-aging properties.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting because it turns out NAD plus and resveratrol work together synergistically.
Energy, so they're like a power couple.
Exactly, they're better together. Think of it this way, okay? Your cells are like tiny factories. NAD plus keeps the lights on. Resveratrol. It upgrades the whole power grid, making those factories hum.
Wow. Okay. I'm getting the picture.
Studies show they team up to fight inflammation, oxidative stress. Those are two huge factors in aging.
Yeah. You always hear about those.
Right. And the idea is by tackling those, maybe we can actually slow down the aging process itself.
Slow down aging. That's a pretty big claim. Is there evidence to back that up?
There's promising research. Yeah. One key thing to remember is that as we age, our NAD plus levels naturally drop.
So like our cellular batteries are running low.
Exactly. And that's where NAD resveratrol supplements come in. The idea is to replenish those levels, give your cells a boost.
Like a recharge.
Yes. And a key ingredient in a lot of these supplements is NMN. That's nicotinamide mononucleotide. It's a precursor to NAD plus STAR. Basically, it gives your body what it needs to make more NAD plus STAR.
So NMN is like the raw material.
Exactly. And studies have shown it can improve mitochondrial function.
Yeah, mitochondria, those are the...
The powerhouses of your cells.
Right. From bioclass.
Yeah.
But why are they so important?
Well, if your mitochondria are working well, you've got energy, your cells are doing their jobs, your body can repair damage. But when they're not working well, it's like a power outage in your cells.
And that leads to...
fatigue. Faster aging, even disease. NMN can help keep those powerhouses running smoothly. And studies show potential for protecting neurons, those brain cells that are so important, and even helping with weight management as we age.
Weight management, that's interesting. How does that tie in?
Well, if your cells are energized and your metabolism is working better, you might burn calories more efficiently. But the cognitive benefits, that's what's really exciting.
Keeping our minds sharp.
Exactly. NMN might be able to help with that. And get this. It also has remarkable effects on skin health.
Okay, so this is like an all-in-one anti-aging solution. Skin, brain, energy levels.
That's the idea. NMN can boost collagen production, which helps with skin elasticity, firmness.
Keeping that youthful look.
Right. It also fights inflammation and oxidative stress in the skin, which are major culprits in aging. And remember those sirtuins we were talking about?
The cellular protectors.
Yes. Well, NMN can activate those in skin cells too, like giving your skin cells their own anti-aging boost.
So it's a deeper approach than just using creams and lotions. You're working from the inside out.
Exactly. That's why NAD resveratrol is causing such a stir. It's about looking younger, but also feeling younger, having more energy, staying healthy as you age.
Makes sense. Now, this all sounds great, but I'm sure some people are thinking, wait, can I just get NAD plus from food?
Good question. Some foods do contain NAD plus precursors, like avocados, broccoli.
I love avocados.
Me too. But the thing is, it's really hard to get enough from diet alone to make a big difference in your NAD plus levels. Supplements are a more targeted way to do it.
Okay, so supplements are the key.
They can be a powerful tool, but the science behind them matters. It's not just about taking any old supplement.
Right, quality matters.
Absolutely. You want to understand the different types of NAD plus precursors, how well your body absorbs them, the benefits and potential risks?
There's a lot to consider. which is why we're diving deep into all of this. So stick with us as we unpack the world of NAD resveratrol supplements, explore the research, and help you figure out if this is something that could benefit you.
This is going to be good. You know, one thing that's really important to keep in mind, it's not just about living longer, it's about living better, like actually enjoying those extra years.
Yeah, feeling good, having energy, being able to, you know, keep up with life.
Exactly. Quality over quantity, for sure. So where were we? Oh, yeah. Choosing the right NAD resveratrol supplement.
Right. Because there are tons of them out there. How do you even know where to start?
It can be confusing, for sure.
Yeah.
The supplement world is, well, it's a whole world. But look, first off, you want to see clear labeling.
Like what exactly is in it?
Yes. Dosage of NAD plus precursors, dosage of resveratrol. Remember, they work best together. That's the synergy we talked about.
Looking for that power couple.
Exactly. And don't get tricked by fancy packaging or promises that sound too good to be true.
Right.
Focus on the science. Look for brands that are honest about where they get their ingredients, how they make the supplements.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely. And ideally, they're using high-quality forms of both NAD plus precursors and resveratrol forms that your body can actually use.
That's the bioavailability thing.
You got it. One way to boost that is to look for liposomal formulations. Remember we talked about those tiny fat bubbles?
Yeah, they help with absorption, right? Like a little delivery system.
Exactly. Protects the good stuff so more of it gets to your cells. And another thing, the type of resveratrol matters too.
There's more than one type.
Yep. There's trans-resveratrol, which is what you find naturally in plants. Lots of research on that. And then there's synthetic resveratrol.
So natural is better.
Trans-resveratrol is the one that's been shown to have the strongest effects.
Got it. So check the label for that.
Yeah.
What else? Is there a standard dose?
Well, the best dosage depends on the person. And on the specific supplement, it's always smart to start low and go slow.
Listen to your body, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Work with your doctor to figure out what's right for you. As for how to take it, most NAD resveratrol supplements are pills or powders. Some people say taking them on an empty stomach helps with absorption.
Interesting.
Yeah, others like to take it with food, maybe to avoid any stomach upset.
Okay, so it's kind of personal preference.
To some extent, yeah. But the main thing is consistency. Take it regularly as directed. That's how you'll get the most benefit.
Makes sense. Now, supplements are great, but they're not a magic fix, right?
Yeah.
Lifestyle still matters.
You hit the nail on the head. Think of supplements like tools. They can help your body do its thing. But a healthy lifestyle is crucial, too.
So what kind of lifestyle choices can help?
Well, first off, good nutrition. You know the drill, right? Fruits, veggies, lean protein, healthy fats.
They're good stuff.
Uh-huh, yeah. Give your body what it needs to function properly. And then there's exercise. Can't forget that.
Of course. Keeps you fit, reduces disease risk.
Exactly. But it also does amazing things at the cellular level. Boosts circulation, improves mitochondrial function, even increases NAD plus naturally.
Wow. So exercise is like a natural NAD plus booster.
It can be. And of course, sleep. Can't emphasize this enough. Sleep is when your body does its repair work. Lots of anti-aging processes happen while you're snoozing.
So we got to prioritize those zzz. What about stress? I know stress can age you, but how does that actually work?
Stress is a silent killer, you know? Chronic stress messes with your body big time. It can deplete NAD plus levels, increase inflammation, even damage your DNA.
Yikes.
Tim.
Okay, stress management is officially on my to-do list.
Smart move. Find what helps you unwind. Meditation, yoga, nature walks, hobbies. It all adds up.
So it's about taking a holistic approach,
yeah,
mind and body.
Exactly. Combine healthy habits with targeted supplements, and you've got a winning formula. Now, one thing people often ask about is the long-term impact of NAD resveratrol. Like, okay, it might make me feel good now, but what about years down the line?
Yeah, what does the research say about that?
Well, it's still early days, but there are studies suggesting that long-term use could potentially extend lifespan and delay age-related diseases. So not just feeling better, but actually impacting your health trajectory in the long run.
That's huge.
It is. And one fascinating aspect is that NAD plus boosting might protect your DNA from damage and help with cellular repair. So you're basically slowing down the aging process at its core.
That's mind-blowing.
It is. But to be clear, more research is needed. We're still learning. But the early findings are really exciting. I think this has the potential to change how we think about aging altogether.
It's fascinating, for sure. It sounds like NAD resveratrol is on the cutting edge of anti-aging research.
It definitely is. Now, before we move on, let's address the elephant in the room. Is this all just hype, or is there real substance to it?
Right. There's always skepticism when it comes to anti-aging claims. What would you say to people who are wondering if this is just a fad?
Totally understand the skepticism, but what sets NAD resveratrol apart is the science behind it. We're not talking about anecdotal evidence or marketing fluff.
There's actual research.
Yes. Solid studies published in reputable journals, they've shown real benefits. Of course, research is ongoing, we're always learning, but the evidence we have so far is pretty compelling.
So it's not just hype. There's real science backing it up.
Exactly. I think NAD resveratrol has the potential to revolutionize how we approach aging. It's not just about looking younger, it's about feeling younger, being healthier, and living longer, more fulfilling lives.
That's an inspiring thought. And with that, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll delve into specific product recommendations, discuss dosage and administration, and uncover some tips for maximizing the benefits of NAD resveratrol. All right, we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into NAD resveratrol. Before the break, we were talking about taking action. You know, if someone's listening and they're like, okay, I want to try this. What do I do?
Yeah, let's get practical. The first thing, and we've said it before, but it's worth repeating, talk to your doctor.
Right. Always good advice.
Especially with supplements. They can check for any interactions with medications you're taking. Consider your overall health. Make sure it's a good fit for you.
Personalized advice is so important.
Totally. Now, once you've got the green light, the next hurdle is choosing a supplement. And let's be real, there are a lot of options.
It can be overwhelming for sure.
Absolutely. So how do you sift through it all? Well, start with a brand you trust, one that's known for quality.
Okay, so do your research on the company itself.
Exactly. Look for third-party certifications. Those are like little stamps of approval from independent organizations that have tested the products.
You know you're not just getting marketing hype. There's actual quality control.
Right. NSF International, Consumer Lab, those are good ones to look for. And don't be afraid to reach out to the company with questions. A good company will be transparent, happy to tell you about their sourcing, their manufacturing processes, all that.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being an informed consumer. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, cost. These supplements aren't exactly cheap.
Yeah, that's true. They can be an investment, but think of it as investing in your health. And there are ways to make it more manageable.
Oh, like what?
Well, you can compare prices from different sellers, look for sales or discounts. A lot of companies have subscription options or bulk discounts, which can bring the price down.
Okay, so shop around, basically.
Exactly. And another thing, maybe start with a lower dose or a less expensive form of NAD plus precursor, like NR. You can always increase it later or switch to NMN if you want.
So start slow, see how you feel, and adjust as needed.
Exactly. It's about finding what works for you and your budget. Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, the cognitive benefits of NAD resveratrol. This is a really exciting area.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by the idea of protecting our brains as we age. Like, can we actually keep our minds sharp?
That's the big question, and the research is pretty promising. It all comes back to those sirtuins we were talking about. They're like the guardians of our cells, keeping things running smoothly.
Right, the cleanup crew, making sure everything's in order.
Exactly. Well, it turns out sirtuins are super active in the brain, especially in areas involved with learning, memory, all the good stuff.
So they're crucial for cognitive function.
Absolutely. And here's the cool part. Resveratrol can activate those sirtuins, give them a boost, and NAD plus is crucial for brain energy. Our brains use a ton of energy.
Makes sense. They're always working.
Right. So NAD plus keeps the lights on, and resveratrol helps the sirtuins do their job of protecting and repairing those brain cells. It's a powerful combination.
Like a dynamic duo for brain health.
Exactly. And there's even research suggesting that they can promote the growth of new brain cells. It's called neurogenesis.
New brain cells. That's amazing. So we're talking about potentially improving memory, boosting focus, all that.
That's what the research is pointing to. Of course, more studies are needed, but the early results are super encouraging. I think NAD resveratrol has huge potential for keeping our brains healthy as we age.
It's definitely exciting to think about. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today, from the science behind NAD resveratrol to the practicalities of choosing a supplement.
It's been a great discussion. I always enjoyed diving deep into these topics.
Me too. And, you know, more than anything, I hope our listeners come away from this feeling empowered. Empowered to take charge of their health, to make informed decisions, and to explore new possibilities for aging gracefully. We're learning so much about the aging process, and it's not about stopping it. It's about understanding it, working with it, and making the most of every stage of life.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's about living a long, healthy, vibrant life, no matter what your age.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into NAD resveratrol. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.